Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
This is Team PXY. Breezy, a kind-hearted, semi-responsible, and determined 20-something who always wants to be the center of attention.
I'm an open book, sweetheart.
Corey James, an overly cautious yet opinionated family guy who's being forced to grow up.
I don't need to openly admit that I'm soft. People can pretty much just tell when they meet me.
The number one hit music station, 98 PXY.
We're almost there, Breeze. Only a few more days. Only a few more days.
And there's not even a movie to pair this song with. Like, that's the worst part.
You just made it. For real, really no reason. It's fine.
Wow.
It's fine. Yes, Thanksgiving is going to be here in just a few days. But before Thanksgiving, it's Thanksgiving Eve. Breezy's got to be the biggest fan of Thanksgiving Eve out there. So much so that she
loves it so much.
Incorrectly refers to it as a holiday, which is
pretty correctly, honestly.
Not. But your love of Thanksgiving Eve has been truly put to the test, Breeze.
Yeah.
What a plot twist this is. Does not get any better than this. Breeze, you've been invited to celebrate your favorite quote-unquote holiday. That's not a holiday. Thanksgiving Eve.
Uh-huh.
Are you going to say no to this invite?
Okay. So let's break it down, shall we? Let's just reel it in. So everyone knows I love Thanksgiving Eve, and if you don't know, then you don't listen to the show that often, and shame on you.
That's how to get more listeners, by the way. Shame the ones that you think don't listen enough. What a great strategy.
I know, truly. No, but I love Thanksgiving Eve so much because it's the one day a year where you can just indulge and just launch yourself back into your roots. Indulge in alcohol. That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, because there's definitely only one day of the year to do that.
I know.
There's definitely not an actual holiday completely built around that.
I'm not going to sit here and explain myself of why I love Thanksgiving.
I know. You've exhausted.
I've done it too much on the show.
Yeah.
But when I found out that this year was obviously going to be canceled due to so many different reasons, crowds, time limits on bars and restaurants, what have you, I was like, damn.
Devastated.
Mm. Absolutely. It's soul crushing, truly. Like, I don't even know how else to describe it. It's absolutely soul crushing. So my friend texted me yesterday and said, hey, I was invited to a Thanksgiving Eve Zoom happy hour.
Ooh, okay.
I really want you to do it with me so I'm not alone.
Okay.
And I was like,
oh, extra pressure too now, huh? Well, Breezy has also expressed her hatred of Zoom happy hours as well. So, wow, two worlds really colliding here.
Yeah. Wow, the last time I did a Zoom happy hour, I took a phone call and the whole Zoom happy hour heard my phone call. So that was
sure did. Didn't even mute. Didn't even mute.
Anywho. So, I hate this idea. I hate this idea
so much.
Why?
Come on. You got to. I mean,
because, what is Corey,
your option is to just skip it then. Isn't this better than nothing?
This is not better than nothing.
By the way,
this is actually worse.
585-222-9800. Has anyone else been invited to a Thanksgiving Eve Zoom? We've been talking a lot with your family and for actual Thanksgiving, but for Thanksgiving Eve, have you been invited to one?
All your people from high school and, you know,
well,
what have you.
So Breeze, as we discussed the last time we discussed Thanksgiving Eve and got to the true root of what it is you truly love about Thanksgiving Eve, and it has nothing to do with, as you allege, the only night of the year where you can let loose and drink. What?
With first people off, that you don't always see. With people that you don't always
like
see.
Every weekend. The biggest thing and the real reason you actually love Thanksgiving, as I put my therapist glasses on and pulled it out of you, is that you love to find out everyone's dirt and drama. And that Thanksgiving Eve gives you an opportunity to be face to face with people and pull it out of them. You get
because
to,
they can't hide.
You get, I mean, they can, I guess. They can hide under the bar, behind tables.
Too small.
Okay. And you get to pull all of that info out of them. And you, for whatever reason, are very invested. And also, you get great joy from doing that. So
I do.
Can't you do that at, in this setting, you don't think?
No.
If that's your main goal here, if that's a truly you love.
The thing that is going to be lacking with this is I'm a people person. I like to be face to face with people. I like to be figuring everything out. And it would take so much away. And no one would feel my vibes. No one would trust me enough.
Oh, okay.
It's hard enough getting people to trust me as it is.
Yeah.
Let alone virtually on Zoom thing that never really works out the way you want it to.
What you're saying is you can't take advantage of them in a vulnerable state via Zoom as well as you could in person?
Precisely.
All right, so your options here are do nothing, turn your back on this holiday, or
I don't
make
have
the best
a choice.
Of, or make the best of it. No, you actually do have a choice. This is your choice.
This is a. I don't like this option.
Yeah. Well,
what
it's
is
your,
that going to do? What's that going to
entail? It's your only
one. Oh, there's Johnny. He's over there in his parents' basement as he's home for Thanksgiving Eve.
Breeze, let me ask.
Cheers to you,
Let me ask you this question.
So awkward.
Let me ask you this question because, as you say, you don't like this option. However, it's the only option
horrible.
Out there. So if you were about to starve, you were going to die from starvation.
Your drama.
Hang on. You are about to die from starvation. And someone brought you, what's your least favorite food? On the whole planet. You gag at it. You're like, I'm not going to eat that.
Mashed potatoes.
You have the worst food takes of anyone I've ever met. Fine. They bring you a big bowl of mashed potatoes. You're on death's doorstep. Are you going to turn away that mashed potatoes because I don't like that option? Here's what happens. Maybe. When you only have one option, it's not an option anymore. It's just what you have to do. And I think this is the same thing.
I don't have to do this Thanksgiving.
Well, then you're turning your back on your quote-unquote favorite holiday. And you're a
fraud. You told me it's not a holiday.
And,
so
you're a fraud. You agree with me? Okay.
No,
right.
I don't agree
with
you.
Fine. If you agree it's not a holiday, then totally.
But you can't campaign
off the hook.
For a holiday if you don't think it's a holiday.
Well,
I think it's a holiday. I think this holiday is canceled this year.
Clearly not.
I'm canceling it.
Oh, you're canceling it.
I'm canceling Thanksgiving Eve.
Yeah.
And I'm putting the kibosh to this Zoom meeting right now. I'm hacking in. I'm going to be one of those hackers. Just see ya.
Yeah.
It's not happening.
Right.
It's not happening. It's awkward. I have a hard enough time.
It's clear you're a Thanksgiving Eve fraud. Thank you for admitting.
No.
It's not a holiday. I mean, with all of this,
I have a hard enough time talking to people on Zoom that
you're
I talk to every single day, my friends.
You're conceding. You're conceding. Accepted. It's not a holiday. And
I'm going to the bar in a hazmat suit.
Just like that. Just be alone. Just breezy out there. Hello? Let me in. Is there anyone in there?
Double Malibu diet. Let's go, baby.
Is there anyone in there from high school that their life looks perfect on Facebook, but really there's some bad things happening? Let me in. Let me in.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.